A report from the United Nations finds that more than 60 million people have been infected with HIV since the virus was identified 2 decades ago, and an even greater number could die from the disease over the next 2 decades. Epidemiologists say the epidemic has exceeded earlier predictions. They say it will get worse if governments in developing countries and in the industrial world don't take more aggressive steps to stop it. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
20 years ago, epidemiologists at the United Nations predicted the proportions of people who were likely to become infected with HIV in southern and eastern Africa by the year 2000. Neff Walker, an epidemiologist with the UN, says they were off by 30% to 50%.
What I think we've missed is the fact that people move in and out of risk groups or being at risk. And I think that's one of the kind of insidious things about HIV/AIDS is that people get infected. They live for 9 or 10 years. It can be passed across generations. And that's just not something most of our modeling work in terms of infectious diseases has really encountered before.
With prevalence rates of up to 30% in many countries, Walker says almost everybody is eventually in danger of being exposed to the virus.
It's the fact that maybe when you're 25, you're not at risk. That you're happily married, maybe your spouse dies, and then now you suddenly are at risk when you're 30 or 35.
The old models used to make predictions were based on limited information about what people knew and how people actually behave. UNAIDS Director Peter Piot says many more factors are now taken into consideration and projections come closer to reality.
That's also why there's such an illusion to think that you can stop this epidemic by only focusing your efforts on, let's say, sex workers or men who have sex with men or drug users. The real life is a bit more complicated than that.
The UN now has more confidence in its projections, and what epidemiologists are seeing has them really worried. In Botswana, which has the highest rate of HIV in the world, 60% of pregnant women between the ages of 25 and 29 in urban areas are infected. Walker says not all countries in Africa may see rates go that high, but there is that risk in countries with similar demographic and behavioral patterns. Piot says it doesn't have to happen that way.
In Botswana specifically, the massive effort started a couple of years ago. And it's true that it probably now has one of the best AIDS programs and certainly in the developing world, and combining prevention. And also they're rolling out now antiretroviral therapy.
The problem is that Botswana started too late. Piot compares it to Senegal, which started its prevention program right at the beginning of the epidemic and now has a relatively low infection rate of 2%.
That's one of the messages that we have for countries like China, for India, for Asia, for Eastern Europe. If they invest now seriously against AIDS, then that'll save them millions, if not billions, later on.
Piot says it will take at least $9.2 billion a year for prevention and treatment to reverse current trends in the global AIDS epidemic. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.